accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
As always, thank you for taking my call, Matt. I appreciate it. I appreciate what you do. I'm getting the truth out there. I just very quickly, I want to say four things. The wannabe Trump Republicans just don't seem to care about it. It's four simple things. They don't care about civil rights, human rights, worker rights, and voter rights. And with that, that to me pretty much sums up the governor of Texas and right on down the line, Florida. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. You have a great day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Paul. Yeah, I think you very concisely listed it. The people who support Trump, and, you know, the prior caller was saying that they're not showing any kind of buyer's remorse like most people did when they initially were thrilled at the bombing of Iraq, and then they realized, oh, my God, the guy didn't have weapons of mass destruction. Bush was lying. Basically, all we did is put the Shiites in charge. They hate the Sunnis. The Sunnis are the minority. The Sunnis have put together a coalition government, by the way. Saddam Hussein, his Secretary of State, the most powerful guy in his cabinet, was a Christian, which, you know, over there is a big deal, because in a lot of those places they'll kill him. And suddenly Saddam Hussein gets beheaded, and this crowd gets in there, and we're mired in there and lose thousands of casualties in combat, family, friends, a son, captain of the Marine Corps, was over there, and thank God he didn't get killed, but, you know, he was in it right up to his eyeballs. All unnecessary, stupid, very unnecessary. And what is it that these Trump people believe? I don't think they give a second thought. And DeSantis of Florida, the governor down there whom you alluded to, is one of the worst. I don't think they give a, they're not all sociopaths. I mean, a sociopath is somebody that has absolutely no conscience, no remorse, and doesn't care about anybody else. I think some of them have got to understand how bad it is, some of the things they're doing. But I mean, they're in the process of betraying the United States, betraying the United States. I mean, Trump betrayed us to the Russians, but more importantly, he uses this racially inflammatory language. And a lot of it is sort of code words and all that. And suddenly you have the mass shootings. Now we have mass shootings for reasons other than Trump in our society. But the truth of the matter is that the society has been as racialized as it's been in 100 years, simply because of bad leadership. You know, it does matter if you have somebody like John F. Kennedy, or you have somebody like Bill Clinton, or, you know, Barack Obama in there. It matters. You know, just the leadership matters. The leadership signal matters. In other words, we believe that everybody's equal. We believe in fairness and justice. Just say it. If you need the leader to say it. When you have a leader up there who's saying that these other countries are asshole countries, and sort of rallying up people against Black Lives Matter and all that. And remember when he cleared out the people in Lafayette Park, the police went in with tear gas and clubs and punched people. And this is a peaceful protest, so he could walk across and stand in front of a church with a Bible and all that. I mean, that matters. And so I think what happened was his example, the example of a leader matters. Even if he's a bad leader, and if he's providing no leadership at all, it matters. And never more so than now. And now you see a restoration with Joe Biden of decency. Trump's the guy, remember, he executed, what, three people or so, just as he was leaving office, just for the hell of it. I mean, one of them was a woman, the first woman to be executed by the federal government in I forget how many years, a long time. What the heck? You know, what's the rush? I mean, you know, and that's the kind of stuff he does. And that excites some people. That excites some people. And he ginned up a base, quite a big base. If you look at the polls, something like 60% of the Republicans think that he should stay influential in the Republican Party. And it's varied, but now it's close to 50%, maybe a little over or under, I think he should be the nominee next time. If he runs, who's going to beat him for the nomination? I mean, really, who is? There's nobody in that party that I'm excited about anyway. I don't care if Cruz, you know, Cruz or Hawley, DeSantis. But let's say a Mitt Romney or a Liz Cheney ran. Okay, they're conservatives, but they're not bat feathers crazy, and they're not going to betray our Constitution in terms of our democracy. They recognized the last election. You think they're going to beat Trump in a primary in the present environment? I don't think so. I really don't. So the guy could run again unless he's indicted in Manhattan. And even then, he'll have supporters in the streets of Manhattan threatening the prosecutor and all that. And we need a very strong prosecutor. There's a new one getting elected, new one getting nominated in June. Unlike Wisconsin, out there, there's an awful lot of partisan stuff. Now, we do have partisan DAs in Wisconsin, but they certainly do there. We do not have partisan judges in Wisconsin. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, you know, we elect our Supreme Court. We're a progressive state. And I mean, fighting Bob La Follette progressives, not the new progressives. But, you know, Trump is a real problem. Now, if he is the nominee, and Joe Biden, he'll be older. Joe will be 82, 2024, be older. But if he's feeling good, he'll definitely beat Trump. If he's not, if he's, you know, too old, he doesn't want to do it. Who do we got? You know, that, yeah, there's Kamala Harris, the vice president. It's not a foregone conclusion she's going to be the nominee. Who else do we have? So stand by. But your instinct is absolutely correct. Wisco Paul, human rights, civil rights, all kind of rights. They don't care. They do not care. They are the followers of a cult. Followers of a cult. That's what they are. Going to Kentucky. And a very strange thing happened down there. You may remember a couple of years ago, they had a terrible governor, vicious governor, Republican named Governor Matt Bevin. He was opposed by a guy named Andy Beshear. Now, Andy Beshear is the son of a former governor. It's apparently a very, very popular name down there. Kentucky has two terrible senators, Moscow Mitch and Randy Paul. By the way, his name isn't Rand Paul. It's Randy Paul. His wife said, drop the Y. Randy sounds too juvenile. They'll think you're a descendant of Ayn Rand, the novelist. Anyways, long story short, they have a good governor now. And on the way out, Governor Matt Bevin decided, as sort of a sadistic act, he pardoned some of the most vicious criminals in Kentucky. 428 pardons in the last day of his administration. Several home invaders who broke in, terrorized, you know, they invaded people's homes and murdered them. He pardoned them just to stick it in the eye of Kentucky. And one of them was named Patrick Baker. Good news now, Biden and Merrick Garland decided, you know something, we're going to charge Patrick Baker with federal crimes. The governor can't tamper with, the former governor, the new one's great. Under the old sentence, he was supposed to do 19 years. Patrick Baker's family had given $21,000 in contributions to former Governor Matt Bevin. He denied there was a link. Well, now Patrick Baker faces the death penalty. Now, is Biden or Merrick Garland going to give him the death penalty? No, they won't. But this guy was a home invader, broke in, terrorized people, and murdered him. Republican pardoned him for no explanation. He'd barely been in prison. He said, well, I think he's really a good guy. Unbelievable. So there is some restorative justice going on down in Kentucky and elsewhere in the country. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The line it is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slowest now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past.